You're listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum from humanmedia.org.
One of the concerns that's becoming more and more prevalent in the news is with dairy product consumption in both prostate cancer and ovarian cancer. And when a human consumes dairy milk is meant for growth. So when adults consume dairy products and they're done growing, unfortunately, because of the way our systems are, things start growing that we don't want to grow, like cancer cells. And for whatever reason, the prostate and the ovaries are really, really tuned into this, these growth factors. So by just consuming dairy products in general, there are some growth factors in dairy milk naturally and also unnaturally, and consuming them will trigger the growth of cancer cells. So that's certainly an issue.
So you're saying cancer patients should consider either significantly cutting back on or totally cutting out dairy products?
Definitely. That'll really help reduce cancer risk.
And let's talk about the kingdom of vegetables, which are often sprayed and otherwise subject to chemical adulteration. Even if a person turns to a diet that's plant-based, are they nevertheless still at risk?
Well, it's true that pesticides are oftentimes carcinogenic. So certainly buying organic foods is a better way to go. Unfortunately, organic is a lot of times more expensive than conventionally grown produce. So there are certain foods that, when they're conventionally grown, are more concentrated with pesticides than others. And those foods are mostly the fuzzy fruits, peaches, nectarines, or I guess a little bit fuzzy, raspberries, strawberries, cherries even. Those are very dense with pesticides when they're not grown organically. So those, you really want to buy the organic version. Other foods that don't retain those pesticides as well, which are okay, are better choices if you're not going to buy the organic, are bananas, avocados, sweet corn, a few others that really don't take in those pesticides as well. So it's important to choose organic, but when you can't, just be aware of the ones that are going to be more concentrated with the pesticides. And actually, by avoiding eating meat, you're avoiding a nice dose of pesticides, because animals, when they consume pesticides, they concentrate them in their tissues. So by avoiding meat is a huge step for avoiding pesticides altogether.
And I guess as a matter of common sense, regardless of whatever food one is eating, so important to thoroughly wash it and clean it before preparing it.
Certainly. That will get rid of a lot of bacteria, pesticides, and other things that we don't need in our systems.
So don't just pick something up and pop it in the mouth.
Right. It's always good to wash it.
You've been listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum. I'm David Freudberg. For more information and to learn about Walking Through the Storm, our radio documentary project for cancer survivors, please go to humanmedia.org. Thank you for listening.